thank you for tuning in to the Covenant Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the teaching and preaching of God's Word. The Covenant Podcast is a ministry of Covenant Baptist Church located in Indianapolis, Indiana. And now, here is today's speaker.
Thank you for this day. Thank you. Everything I do this day, may it honor you. So that's number one. What does God want from us? Number one, all of our actions to glorify Him. And by the way, we're going to get to the end of this list, and we're going to look back, and absolutely every one of us is going to say, I don't do that. So again, push away the accusations of the enemy, because he's going to want you to stay there. Absolutely every one of us is going to say and answer these questions, can't do it, didn't do it, haven't done it, probably won't be able to do it completely and fully tomorrow, as hard as I might try. And the point is, we are already loved, so we strive for these things, and not to be loved, but because we're already loved, God help me to strive for them. Had reviews recently, and as a management, one of the most difficult things is to do annual reviews and quarterly reviews, and people are asked to do self-assessments, scale of 1 to 5. Guess what? Get people fives all across the board. Fives all across the board. Well, there's no upside, right? There's nowhere to go up from there. You just got down to go, so that's going to be a problem, first of all. None of us are going to get fives. Everything we do, we don't do to glorify God. Raising my hand front and center. There's things that come out of this mouth. There's things that go on in my life. There's things that I do that don't honor and that don't glorify God, but that does not give me pleasure. It gives me pain when I realize it, not because I've lost out on the fact that God is going to love me, because if I wouldn't have done those things, He'd love me more. The pain comes from this. He already loves me. And I hurt Him. I broke His command, who loved me so much. He stretched out His arms and died for me. I'm not broken and heart sick because I've lost out on doing some good deed. I'm broken and heart sick because God loves me and I missed out on giving Him honor and pleasure and glory. So all of our deeds, all of our actions, that's number one. Number two, and it gets harder. These get progressively harder. Pharisees, though they had confused themselves and were deluded in this, they thought they could get a hold of those actions. Let's just get those 613 laws and let's just diligently follow them and let's just be good people outwardly. They thought they got a hold of the actions. And then the Lord comes on the scene and He changes absolutely everything. And He says, oh yeah, I want all your actions. Absolutely. Jesus said that, right? He said, follow their what they say and follow what they do, but don't follow their heart, their example. Because what else does God want? Not only all your actions, He wants all your thoughts. Wow. He wants all your thoughts. 2 Corinthians 10:5. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Again, no need for a doctorate degree in biblical studies. It simply says, take every thought captive to obey Christ. He wants all your actions and He wants all your thoughts. Can you hear in Paul's words here the effort that is to be expended in this undertaking? The picture is our taking of our thoughts into our control and then presenting them to Christ. Think about that for just a minute. This idea that Paul is talking to the Corinthians in his second letter. He says to them, you heard in the first one, everything that we do, we ought to do to honor God, and we are to do to honor God. And then he writes this second letter, and he says, and then we take every thought captive. It's as though we take them and then present them to Christ. What if you had taken every thought you had yesterday and presented them to Christ? We would all fall short. We understand that. But what the enemy wants us then to do is say this is an impossible goal, this is an impossible thing that this preacher is talking about. He's being silly, he's being radical, he's taking scripture to an extreme. I'm not going to listen to him. It's not possible to take every thought captive. I'm telling you today, it will not happen in this life, but it is an effort and a striving for something that is greater than ourselves and our lives. When we are told to take every thought captive, again, we come and say, Lord, here are my thoughts. I know they're not hidden from you, so I'm giving them proactively to you. The intentionalness of this verse, the proactiveness, the consideration in this verse ought to come and strike us. Most of us, though, seem to live our Christian lives in a reactionary manner. We allow the circumstances of our life to drive our thoughts, do we not? We allow the circumstances of our life to drive our thoughts. And Paul here says, take those thoughts captive. And we're going to have evil thoughts. And I'm not even saying here today that evil thoughts themselves are sin. It's when we succumb to them, and I understand that. But that's why Paul says, take your thoughts captive. Look, you're either going to take your thoughts captive to Christ, or your thoughts are going to take your life captive to themselves. You are either going to capture and give to God even your thoughts, your thought life, as they say, the things you think about, you're going to give them to Christ, or you are going to become a captive to those thoughts. Your life is the culmination of the thoughts that are in your mind and heart. So what are your thoughts today? What are the thoughts of the world? Riches, fame, leisure, pleasure, power, all these things. What are the thoughts that we are encouraged to think upon? The Apostle Paul tells the Philippians in verse 8 of chapter 4. He says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So again, rerun your thoughts from yesterday, or even today. How do your thoughts line up? If we could display them here today, have your thoughts been upon true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, and praiseworthy things. As we go from here today, though, we consider Paul's call to the Corinthians and his call to the Philippians, and we say that we are, God has called us to take every thought captive to Christ. And then finally, Mark 12:30. Third thing, what else is God called specifically for us to give? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. The greatest commandment of them all is to simply love the one who has already loved you. And to love him not in part, but in whole. It's the great work and the great struggle of the Christian life. But so many look at the Christian life as though it's static and unchanging. Their view of serving God may be just sit in church pews, putting their check in the offering plate, not cussing, not cursing, being kind, but it falls short of what we are actually called to in Scripture, which is to give God everything, to give Him our thoughts, to give Him our actions, and to give Him the love in all the strength, mind, and will that we can summon. This is how the Christian life begins, and it's how the Christian life continues. It begins giving Him everything and just coming to Him and asking Him and saying, God, I am yours. I am a sinner. I know I am a sinner, and I pray that you would forgive and give peace and come to Him and believe in His Son and repent toward God. It begins in giving Him everything, and it continues in the same manner to give Him everything. So examine your life. What are you holding back? What have you given? What have you not given? And don't just identify them. Wage spiritual warfare to change. Change your thoughts. Change your actions. Declare war on those that are ungodly. declare war on a selfish way of life. So I'm coming to this, and I'm going to finish with a story today to share an account that is true by all investigation that I was able to do. Some will, as this man that I'm going to read about, will look at this and say, and they'll balk, they'll hesitate, and they'll say things like, "No, I'm not going to give my life to someone else. I'm going to live my own life. I'm not going to submit myself to God. I want to be in control of my life. I'm not going to do this." And you think, if that is what you think you know better what's best for you. And so you think that if you maintain control of your life and make your own decisions and be the captain of your own ship, you think right now that you're going to end up in a better place. I'm telling you today, you won't. Loving God with all your mind, heart, soul, and strength, loving Him and giving Him your thoughts, loving Him and giving Him your obedience and all your actions, it is the most blessed way to live your life, because it is honoring the one who gave you your life in the first place. George Truett was a pastor in the late 1800s, early 1900s. Pastor of the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. He writes a story about meeting with a rich man in Texas. Back this time, of course, oil was a huge thing. He went to the home of a wealthy oil man in Texas. After dinner, the man took him up to the roof of his house and indicated huge fields of oil and said, "Dr. Truett, that's all mine. I came to this country 25 years ago penniless, and now I own everything as far as you can see in that direction." Then he turned to the opposite direction and indicated waving fields of grain and said again, "It's all mine. I own everything as far as you can see in that direction." Then he turned to the east and pointed to huge herds of cattle and said again, "It's all mine. Everything as far as you can see in that direction is mine." One final time he turned toward the west and pointed to the great forest and said again, "It's all mine. 25 years ago I was penniless, but I worked hard and I saved, and today I own everything as far as you can see in this direction, that direction, that direction, and this direction." He paused for the expected congratulations, but to his astonishment, it didn't come. Dr. Truett laid a hand lovingly on his shoulder, pointed upward, and said, "Yes, my friend, but how much do you own in that direction?" The man dropped his head in shame. You can own all that there is to see, north, south, east, and west. You can be, and no doubt this man was a man of some integrity or some ability and competence because of what he had built for himself. And you can say, "I am going to be a success in this life. And I'm going to build an empire that is mine, to where I can say, you, I own all that is around me." But if you have no home in heaven, then it is all for naught. It's for nothing. If you've never surrendered to God and committed to Him, remember that He has already loved you by sending you His Son. Do not turn that love away. Do not try to repay that love with some of your deeds. Display and return that love with a love of your own in true, heartfelt repentance. That a God this great, this righteous, this holy would die for you, and that would spur in you a love that would drive you to a place of repentance and faith, and then call upon Him. And when He gives you peace and a relationship is established and there is love and there is joy and there is freedom, then we long to hear soon for you to tell us about it. If you know Him already, but you realize today that you're holding something back, or holding maybe several things back, then come today and return those things to God and begin today to once again strive to give God what He has called upon us to give: our actions to glorify Him, our thoughts to honor Him, and our love and our strength and all of it of ourselves. We pray that God would use his word today and that you would respond to that word and that God would make it more than words, but would direct you and drive you to him.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to today's program. Please visit us at www.covenantmbc.com to access our podcast archive and learn more about the ministry of Covenant Baptist Church. Visit us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/covenantinindy.